The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here with Miss Robin. Good morning, girl.
Good morning.
How you doing this morning?
I am here, and I'm actually awake now.
Well, yeah, the man song.
The man song woke me up.
Yeah, exactly. Chris does that on purpose, you know.
And I love every minute of it.
Well, of course. But he only does it when you're here.
No, he doesn't. I've heard it when I'm not here, too.
Oh, okay.
He just makes me bebop at home.
You bebop at home. I got it. All right, so we're getting text here and stuff, so forth from our listeners talking about coyotes. And I took that bow hunting survey while I was on the air here and just before and, you know, during the commercial and so forth. And it's very interesting that the bow hunting survey, I've never seen this before, was sponsored by ATA, which is the Archery Trade Association. Never seen that logo on there before. And the results are going to Mark Duda, who runs a company called Responsive Management. Okay. And he's the master of surveys. He's been doing it for years and years and years. I've met Mark. I know Mark. And I know what kind of surveys he runs and so forth. So I filled this thing out. And it said, how many days did you bow hunt this year? I thought, hey, here we go. You know, what kind of equipment do you own? Do you use a longbow, a recurve, a compound, or a crossbow, you know, and I check the boxes there. And then it gets into a marketing message. You may have received one of these emails to promote bow hunting this past year. Do you remember which one you saw? And I said, yeah, I think I remember that one. And, well, what about the message? Did it make you want to go bow hunting? I've been bow hunting since I was 13. I'm 64. I do my best to go every year with a recurve or with a compound or maybe with a crossbow, depending on what I feel like taking that day. Okay? So, no, your email did not influence me to go bow hunting or to buy a license, which is what those messages did. Buy your license! Get it today! It's a wonderful experience. But not one question about results. Were you successful in your bow hunt in Maryland this year? And then it says, well, what are these messages, you know, do you find most influential? What do you find least influential? It's like, what are you trying to do with your survey? Are you trying to find out if I had a good time bow hunting? Or are you going to try and find out if your marketing message is working? And I think I already know. So, This is going to be a topic of discussion. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. So, yeah, ATA. And then when you get to the end of the survey, they invite you to join the Archery Trade Association. Very, very interesting. I'm not sure where we're going in our Wildlife and Heritage Service right now. I really don't know. I'm at a loss. I really am. I mean, you know, so. Here we go. Good morning, Robin Allen. This is from our friend Josh in Howard County. Just getting ready to call in. We have major coyote issues on the PA farm right across the border. Things I've noticed. The pack living in our area has grown. They're the ultimate survival. They eat just as much crop and plants as meat. Most people think they just eat meat. Nope. The game behavior's changed. Turkeys don't talk much anymore, especially when on the ground. Also, they light out of the roost in the morning at least 100 yards to keep from being ambushed, and they don't fly down in the woods. They glide to a wide-open field. They're elusive but cocky. 2 deer seasons ago, the pack surrounded the camper I was in the middle of the night. They let us know they were there, obviously yipping at the camper. They were upset to see the camper and when they were smelling the carcass of a harvested deer. I never actually see them. They're ultimate sink or swim mentality. They're the ultimate something. Sink or swim mentality. In spring, the pups get kicked out, survive or die. They're on their own, and the Darwin system has made them the most effective infiltrator-killing machine alive. Well, Josh, that's pretty good. That's a pretty good assessment. That's for sure. They are that. And they're scavengers as well. I mean, they'll eat carcasses. They'll eat anything they find. And well, I actually saw several photos of deer. One was a button buck that a fella was watching one evening in his stand. And, you know, it just kind of wandered around, wasn't a very, very mature deer. Next night when he got in the stand, the carcass was laying there. The coyotes had killed that deer and stripped it. Another was a deer that was shot on a management program in a Howard County park. And I think the deer managers, they were these deer cooperators, you know, hired by the park to thin the deer herd. They'd taken four or five or six deer that evening and gotten most of them out. And they were going back the next morning to recover the last one. And, I mean, it was a cold night. It was certainly, and it was a skeleton. That's all they found. Laura, my adopted daughter, the first deer she shot with a bow was a velvet buck. And, the hit wasn't that good. And we tracked it as long as we could and went back in the morning. And it was, you know, 50 yards from where we stopped looking, but it had been pretty much eaten as much as they could eat that night. And, you know, she was able to recover basically the front half of the deer, but there was no meat, so to speak. And it made a beautiful, beautiful mound, but it was, you know, there was no harvest as far as any meat is concerned. No meat to be had. So, I mean, you know, it's tough, and they're very, very tough survivors because they are so secretive and they are so predominant. I've been, you know, our place that we hunt down in Dorchester County, we hear them in the morning. You hear a sick of deer bugle, and then you hear the coyotes go off. And that sick of deer bugle and the coyotes go off. And, you know, Jacob, my grandson, first heard them, and I heard them for the first time when I was down there this past season, and they behave like a pack of western coyotes. They, you know, or eastern coyotes, but, you know, the old movie, you hear the coyotes howling in the background and then they yip, yip, yip and all that. That's exactly what they do here in Maryland. And, you know, I've heard them in Ontario, New Brunswick, bear hunting. And it's just, you know, I've seen them deer hunting in Pennsylvania 20 some years ago. And it's just, they're out there. And there's a lot of things out there that people don't know about. But the coyotes seem to be a very, very large presence in Maryland right now. So we've got one at the taxidermist right now, don't we? Yep. So.
Yep.
Yeah. You feeling all right?
Mm-hmm.
You tired?
Yeah, it's kind of hitting me again.
Kind of hitting you again, getting a little sleepy.
Yeah, we didn't get a good night's sleep at this hotel last night.
No, this hotel was a different place, different kind of deal. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We'd love to hear from you. You want to talk about coyotes? That's fine. You want to talk about anything else? You want to talk about fishing? Have you been out in this weather? Have you been out yet? Have you caught any perch? We heard the yellow perch were doing pretty good, but imagine this weather. I don't know. The water has gone up and down and up and down, and I can't imagine it's been a very productive spawn, but they're gonna spawn one way or the other. It could be one of those trickle things when they run up and, you know, drop their eggs, fertilize their eggs, and then they're gone again. Whatever drives them to spawn is gonna drive them to spawn. We heard the perch, our yellow perch, are now mixed with the whites. We're not sure, but, you know, hopefully we would have heard that this morning, but that didn't happen. So there's still hope. There's still hope. Z-Man may still call. It's 410 WCBM 680. If we'd like to hear from you, if you're going to the Maryland Bowhunter Society benefit today in Glen Burnie, stop by and say hi. Robin and I will be at the little stand there for the bucks, bears, and stags, where we're measuring deer antlers and sika deer antlers and black bear skulls. If you've taken a nice black bear, we'd love to see you bring that skull in and let us measure it for you. We're short on black bears. Look, here's what we'll do, Robin.
Yes.
We're going to put the call out for black bears. We know some of our listeners have hunted black bears in the past or know somebody in their hunting world that has. And if you know anybody that's taken a nice black bear,
mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be a 500-pounder or anything like that. Just a nice average black bear. Get in touch with us. You can do that through BBS at Bucks Bear Stags, Bucks-Bears-Stags, or you can do that at Ellis Outdoors, and we'd be more than glad to respond to that. The other thing I just happen to think, we have a dove hunt in Argentina that we're going to raffle off.
Oh, that's right.
Auction off, yeah, a dove hunt. And if you'd like some information on dove hunting in Argentina, we would love to send you that information, and then you can bid on that. It's a four days of hunting in Argentina at a beautiful lodge. Wing Shooting Unlimited is the name of the outfitter. And it's for five hunters. So for the price, you know, you divide that among five hunters, you fly to Argentina, you have a great shoot. It's hundreds of doves. And I don't know if there's ducks in there or not, but you can look at the... You can look at the website. It's Wing Shooting Unlimited and see what they offer. And then, you know, check out the auction. There's a minimum, of course, on the auction, but you might be able to get that hunt for five people, very reasonable, for probably less than five people would pay for an offshore fishing trip, for example. So, all right, let's talk to Mike in Georgia. Hey, Mike in Georgia, how are you?
Pretty good. Hey, Alan, I was just going to tell you about the fishing down here. Starting to pick up really good.
All right, what kind of fishing?
The offshore yesterday was we were catching black sea bass. Quite a bit of them.
Yeah, we're not catching those here.
Yeah, I think they're starting to migrate, and also we've seen whales.
Really?
Migrating. Yeah,
oh,
whales
cool.
Are migrating.
No, you didn't catch any.
No.
No. Okay. All right.
We don't have a good pound test line.
Yeah, don't have a whale license.
Yeah.
There are harpoon on board.
No, none of that.
I got it. Well, there's one fish I want to fish. I want to fish in Georgia one of these days. There's one fish I want to go, and I understand they're off the coast in pretty good numbers in Georgia, and that's cobia.
Yes, is that a herd of it? Is that the red?
No, that's a red drum. That's a red fish. Yeah, no, red cobia. Cobia is pretty much stands alone in the fish world, but they're very good eating. Sometimes they call them lemon fish. I don't know if that makes any sense to you, but right there off the coast of Georgia, South Carolina, there's some pretty good cobia. I mean, we have them in Virginia. We have them on the eastern shore of Maryland down by the target ship, but, you know.
I heard people caught them here before. I've never had them before.
But. Yeah, I got it. Well, what about the freshwater stuff? How's the bass fishing?
Well, bass fishing in our lake is it's hit and miss.
Yeah.
Some days nobody catches nothing. Some days, you know, they catch. We got largemouth bass here. They catch, but I think they're starting to bed now, so.
Wow, that's early. Yeah. They don't start up here till May. So.
Yeah, they're starting to bed down here now, so.
I got it. What's the temperature like?
Well, it's up and down.
Sounds like Maryland.
Sounds familiar.
Are you from Maryland originally, Mike, or are you just listening to the show?
Yes, sir. I'm from Westminster.
Right, I got you.
Yeah. Today and tomorrow. Tomorrow's supposed to be 82 degrees. Today's supposed to be 70 degrees, but, you know, back past week, you know, Tuesday and Wednesday were 50-some degrees.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah,
sounds
I get
very
it.
Familiar.
Yeah, we had snow last night, so interesting.
Yeah. Oh, hi, Robin. How you doing?
Doing wonderful. How are you doing?
Doing good.
Yeah.
The weather's the same as Maryland, except a little degrees higher.
Yeah, sure. But you didn't have any snow yet this year yet, did you?
No, we didn't get no snow this year at all. We got it last year, an inch and a half, and the whole state shut down. But
yeah.
Maryland does the same thing.
Yeah, recently Maryland does the same thing.
It's a half an inch. Yeah.
Yeah, they don't even have snow plows here. You couldn't even go to a store. Nothing was open.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, you know, they call for, you know, they call for 1 to 3 inches of snow. You get a half inch. School's on 2 hour delay. They put the salt on the pickle juice, we call it, on the road. You know, they're out for 24 hours beforehand spreading, you know, I mean, it's unbelievable the amount of money that's wasted on nothing, you know, but I guess they don't want any, well, it's because we have so many bad drivers, I think, you know, and people unfamiliar with driving in the snow and so forth. I don't imagine many people in Georgia are very familiar with driving in the snow.
Oh, you should see going out on the roads when we have an inch of snow. There's thousands of wrecks.
That doesn't surprise me. Yeah.
Nobody knows how to drive in it.
Yep. So
anyway, I just want to tell you about our fishing report down here.
Well, good.
That's great.
Black
Thank
sea
you.
Bass. Huh? Any, now, on those are mostly caught on wrecks offshore, right?
Yeah, what we do, we go like about 4 miles offshore.
Right.
There's a reef.
On a reef, okay.
There. That's where we catch them, on a reef.
Yeah, do you catch any tautog down there? Tog?
I don't know if we did or not. Mm. I don't know if the captain did or not.
They call them blackfish.
Oh, yeah, I think he did. He did.
All right, I got you.
And then we just take them up here to the seafood place and sell them.
Oh, great. So you're a commercial fisherman?
No. We just sell the fish because we can't eat them.
I got it. Okay, I got you.
Sell them for $2 a pound, and then they sell them for $8 a pound.
You're in the wrong business.
Yeah, don't worry. It don't pay, does it?
Right. I got you,
now,
Mike.
We're recreational. I'm not commercial.
I got it. What part of Georgia are you from, Mike?
It's center between Savannah and Brunswick.
Okay.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Yep.
Right in the cove there. That's really a good thing. But I tell you, the inshore fishing isn't too good because all the rain we had.
Yeah.
We drove all the shrimp out, and then, of course, you know, none of the fish come in.
You mean the lack of salinity? Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, lack of salinity.
Sure, I got it. All right. Well, Mike, I appreciate that, buddy. Thanks for the call. Now, you say you're not formally from Maryland, but are you?
He was.
Oh, you were from Maryland.
Westminster.
Oh, Westminster. I apologize. Yeah, I missed
formally from Maryland, but I moved down to Georgia because I can't take the cold.
I hear you. Well, you moved to the right place, so. All right, buddy.
I don't think I moved far enough south, but close enough, I guess.
Good enough. Yeah, well, you got a nice climate there anyway, and some good fishing. So enjoy yourself. Yep. Hey, Mike, right, thanks for the call, buddy. Take care.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye. See ya. Bye-bye.
You too.
Bye-bye. Good morning, Claude.
Good morning. How you doing, Robin?
Oh, great. Good morning. You woke me up.
I woke you up, or he woke you up?
You woke me up.
Oh, okay.
That's perfect.
Hey, I've heard this on some good authority, sir, at the high levels. The gun bill's not going to pass.
Okay. I'm glad to hear that.
The rifle bill. I've heard this from people up in the high command that deal with this, if you know what I'm saying.
You're talking about people in the state police?
Yep.
Yeah, I figured not. They're the ones that have to administer it. It's got a $3 million fiscal bill with it. And the state police and the governor are in pretty good stead, and I'm pretty sure the state police are not in favor of this. So,
what the guy told me was they don't have time to deal with that because they got enough with these handguns, people buying handguns. They don't have enough time to issue HQL for those things. You know what I mean?
Sure, I know what you mean, Claude. I'm glad you're connected. I mean, you know, you got the inside track. Not that the Maryland Hunting Coalition would know. But you've got the inside track on that.
Well, no, it's not.
Because you're law enforcement.
Well, I'm not saying you don't know. I'm just saying I just talked to somebody about it. We've just had a general conversation.
Oh, I got it. Yeah.
And that's what he told me about it.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Our guy's very good friends with the lobbyists for the state police.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, he's kind of thinking the same thing that these bills are in jeopardy. But we're not saying anything at this point because, guess what? We don't vote.
Right.
We don't vote. So We'll just, but that has been the focus of the coalition this year, is to kill these bad gun bills.
Hey, don't you work with the Maryland Natural Resource Police?
Work with them?
Yeah, I mean, in conjunction, like with your hunting coalition, you have sponsors, you have things with them, right? They show up at, like, some of your events, right?
Well, that's strictly voluntary. Colonel Ziegler was at our Blaze and Camo Day, our hunters rally in Annapolis. He showed up, but, you know, it's in Annapolis. Anybody's welcome to show up. We're very organized when we do our Blaze and Camo Day. We get the permit, and then we let everybody know, and then we get on the legislative calendar so that the lawmakers know where we're going to be, when we're going to be there, and anybody has access to that, including, you know, DNR and others. So,
because what I was thinking of doing is, we were talking about these challenge coins. My buddy knows somebody in Natural Resource Police. Maybe we could get, like, a coin with their badge on the front and Maryland Hunters Coalition on the back with, like, an eagle or something, or a deer. You know what I mean? And raise money for the coalition.
Yeah, anything's possible, Claude. Anything's possible. Just at this time, it's just it's coming up on us too quick. You know what I mean?
Right. I mean, maybe next year or something.
Sure.
We all get together.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, we'll talk about it. That's for sure. I still have your number. So.
And we could sell the coins for, like, $20 and... The coins wouldn't cost you that much. We'd probably have to put out about $700 for 100 coins.
Right, I got that, sure.
You know,
sure.
We get a lot of people that want to buy them. You know, we can make a pretty good profit doing it.
You're right. You are right, Claude. So I appreciate that. Look, any ideas that help people support the coalition would be great. It's just the timing this year, you know, we're too close to get something done for this event and promote it.
Right.
So, you know, we're trying to get the word out there about all the stuff that we've got. And last year in a 5-hour event, we had enough merchandise to give something away or raffle off every 4 minutes.
Really?
That's how big the event was. Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. So you can go on. I mean, I don't know if you want to go online and order your ticket, but, you know, the tickets are $50 per person or $90 for a couple. And that basically covers the cost of the meal. Then if you want to buy raffle tickets, you can order $100 worth of raffle tickets and get three. I mean, you can order what on the early bird. You send $100 and you get $300 worth of raffle tickets. And that's a lot of. You know, a lot of tickets and a lot of buckets.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And then there's games. You know, we have what's called a stretch raffle where you pay so much and you get an arm's length of tickets and you put that in different buckets for different prizes. We got, you heard me talk about the guns and so forth. We've got at least three coolers that were given away, gift certificates for different places.
You live in Easton, right?
So, we do live in Easton, yeah.
Maybe we could coordinate. I know a lot of people down in the Queen Anne Hillsborough Fire Department, Easton Fire. Maybe you get like a seafood day or something where some of the money could be donated to Easton Fire Company and the Maryland Hunting Coalition too as well.
Hey, look, man, just keep thinking, Claude. I mean, we're entertaining all kinds of ideas. You know,
I mean, it takes a lot of people to do a fundraiser. Don't get me wrong. You know what I mean?
You are preaching to the choir there, Claude. You're preaching to the choir.
Well, I know what you're going through because when I volunteered in the fire department to get these fundraisers, you like pulling teeth to get people to help you.
Yep, exactly.
You know, and it was always the same people and people got tired of it. You know what I mean?
Sure, I understand.
But I think on Eastern Shore it's a little different. The fire departments are all volunteer. And, you know, if you don't show up, somebody's house is going to burn up or somebody's going to die. So I think they all work together with fundraisers and stuff with no problem. You know what I mean? Because it's a different kind of breed of people. They're a better breed of people, I should say.
You just insulted the entire Western Shore of the state.
Well, I know, but I was from the Western Shore, and I lived down there for a couple of years, right there by Tuckahoe State Park, and they were excellent people, man. They treated me great, man.
I love the Eastern Shore.
People up here.
I love the Eastern Shore.
I think he married me for the Eastern Shore.
I did.
Yeah, well, I mean, the Eastern Shore has some nice people there, I'm telling you.
Oh, I know. I live there. I know it.
He married one.
I did. I married one.
And one thing about people on the shore, if your car breaks down, they'll try to help you. It ain't like up here, man. You know.
I get it, Claude.
But
well, look. Hey, look. We'll talk after the benefit. Unless we see you up there, unless you buy a ticket and show up, we'll be more than glad to talk to you there. But you know, if not, we'll talk after the benefit and see what we can do for next year.
Well, if I can't make it to the benefit, I'll call you and get an address and just send you a donation if need be.
P.O. Box 451, Sykesville, Maryland, 21784.
Okay, buddy. You got it.
Hey, Claude, you go online at all?
Yeah, but see, right now I have my eyes worked on, so I'm trying to get my eyes focused back on to get on the computer again.
I got it. Okay. P.O. Box 451, Sykesville, Maryland, 21784.
Okay, buddy.
All right, Claude. Thanks, man.
Have okay. a great day.
See ya.
You too, Rob.
All right. Bye-bye. The key to buying a coin, 100 coins for $7 a piece, is that you got to have the $700. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Hey, the Maryland Sportsman Show coming up Friday, March 22nd through Sunday, March 24th at the Howard County Fairgrounds. It's just off exit 80 on I-70. Maryland Sportsman Show is a three-day event packed with over 100-plus vendors. Show opens at 2 on Friday and hours are 10 to 4 on Saturday and Sunday. There's a waterfowl calling contest on Saturday and a cornhole contest on Sunday with seminars all weekend long. This show offers one-stop shopping experience with great values on hunting gear and fishing tackle and clothing, plus ATVs and boats and RVs and trucks. Don't miss this opportunity to meet face-to-face with top companies, see the latest products, speak with guides, and book your next hunting adventure. Get your tickets for the Maryland Sportsman Show at the door or online at www.mdsportsmanshow.com. This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex. Clyde Sports Shop's 10-day sale started yesterday, rocking and rolling through next Sunday. What can you do at Clyde Sports Shop? Well, the main thing you can do is save money on fishing tackle. And what is the link between the fish and you on the shore on your boat? That's your fishing line. And how many times have you had a fish on the line and your line broke? Oh, it's happened to me quite often. Yes, indeed. You set the hook and pop, there's nothing there because your line broke. It's awful. It's horrible. So what you do is you empty that old junky line off your spools. You've been fishing with it for 4 years now. Okay? And it's all curly and memory, it's awful. You just strip that off, all that curly line off there, and you take those spools into Clyde Sports Shop and you get some beautiful fresh monofilament line put on there. And guess what? You get it for half price. You can also save money on all the trolling baits for rockfish. And Clyde's has ugly sticks on sale. Well, I was hit with one of those when I was a child. Yes, it's true. The ugly sticks are on sale. What are you going to say?
No, I love fishing with ugly sticks. I know.
Ugly sticks are on sale. The Shakespeare and all the Shakespeare and Pfluger rods and reels are on sale. The Penn Warfare reel is just $89.95. That's a 30-weight level wind. And the trolling combos start at $89.95. The best one right now is $139.95 on sale with a Penn Warfare and an Andy rod and line all spooled on ready to go. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. Everything you need for fishing, including licenses, live baits, rod and reel repair, and more. And the 24-hour fishing hotline, 24/7 Fish, 247 Fish. That's the phone number. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. Phone number 410-242-6108, Clyde's. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything. Their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
Put another log on the fire. Cook me up some bacon and some beans. And go out to the car and change the tire. Wash my socks and sew my old blue jeans. Come on, baby, you can fill my pipe. And then go fetch my slippers. And boil me up another pot of tea. Then put another log on the fire, babe. And come and tell me why you're leaving me.
My favorite verse coming up.
Wash the car on Sunday. Don't I warn you when you're getting fat? Ain't I gonna take you fishing with me someday? Well, a man can love a woman more than that.
Ain't I always nice to your kid sister?
Don't I take her driving every night? So sit here at my feet, cause I like you.
I do like you when you're sweet.
And you know it ain't feminine to fight.
So brew another log on the fire.
Yes, indeed. Well, we got callers waiting now. Sorry to hold you up, folks. Let's see who's first. Lincoln in Oxford. Good morning, Lincoln. How are you, sir?
Hey, good morning, Alan. Yeah, I just want to tell you a story. Real quick, Claude was talking about fly tires down here. Well, about noon yesterday, I was coming down Route 50, and everybody's slowing down because a state trooper's on the side of the road. When I got up to it, there's like an 80-year-old man changing a flat tire while a state trooper stood there watching him. So, I don't know how many people could help with it. But I was going to say, there's a dead deer down here on the side of 333. I just moved down here from Kent Island.
Right.
Trying to get farther away. And there was I've seen a whole crowd of hawks. I mean, not hawks, buzzards.
Yep.
Turkey vultures. And when I got closer, there was the biggest bald eagle I swear I must have ever seen that was guarding that carcass.
Oh, yeah.
And, I mean, my buddy took a couple pictures on his phone. I'm trying to get him some. Maybe when I see him, I'll give him a send you one.
That'd be great. But, yep.
We were just talking about the amount of bald eagles lately over there.
Yeah, well, that's the first one I've seen. I moved here in January. That's the first one I've seen. I've seen a lot of hawks. I live right in the middle. I'm surrounded by farm. I'm an old farmhouse. I've just got down here.
I was in Queen Anne's County last week driving from, what's that road, Robin, where I was at? You turn there at the vet's office and go up the back road.
The old 18?
I guess it's old 18, yeah. And there was a deer carcass there with some buzzards on and a big old bald eagle. And then He took off. And then I saw, how many did I see that day?
That day you saw about 10.
I don't know. I think it was more like 5 or 6, but 3 of them flying together. And then I'm not sure if it was an immature or a golden eagle. There's some golden eagles in that area. And I saw that same type of eagle yesterday. I don't know if it was an immature or a golden. But, you know, great eagle population on the shore. There's no question about it.
This eagle, he was guarding us. He wouldn't let them buzzards get anywhere near it, man.
Yeah, I get it. Yep.
And it was funny. The next day I come by, and he was still there.
Sure. Yep.
And I was like, hey, man, how much can this
Hey, it's hard for a bird to eat a whole deer in a day, you know.
Yeah, I tell you. But, so. All right,
well,
I just wanted to tell you that.
Hey, appreciate it, buddy. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
All right, take care. Bye-bye. Lois in Woodbury. Good morning, Lois. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. What's going on?
I called to say that you entertain me. I appreciate your show. I was born in Arkansas the early part of 1900.
Wow.
And we used to go fishing. All you needed was a pole, a line, a hook, and dig you some bait. And we fished it. Well, my grandmother fished in a creek with her friend. And, but I still remember the joy of holding a pole, having a fish. You know, when you finally bite that pole, it's a joy.
Oh, yes.
I never, you know, baited my own hook or anything.
Right.
It's been over 70 years since I fished. But I remember, and you remind me of this.
Oh, wonderful.
And I appreciate that there's still people who know how to live off the land.
That is true.
And
we were just talking about that the other day.
Or anything like that, we walk. There were no license that we knew of.
Right.
There was a rifle in my house, her house that was for my grandfather. It was behind the door. And she might have told me one time, don't mess with that rifle. My cousins took me out and taught me how to shoot cans and what have you.
Nice.
When I was young, I moved to Los Angeles. And I later worked with LAPD, and I was teaching the whole thing. But I did go to the range and learn how to shoot a rifle. It was not my thing because of the weight, but I knew how to do it.
Sure.
And I was thinking of people in my hometown, and I guess what I could describe as decent, and when I hear people calling to show, they seem to be decent people. I appreciate you.
We have a wonderful audience here, no question about it.
Yeah.
Lois, what part of Arkansas were you from?
Southern Bateau, Arkansas, Columbia County, Southern Arkansas.
I can't remember. My grandmother was born in Arkansas, and she was born in 1917. So, but I can't remember what part.
Before I was born. Magnolia would be our county seat. But it's southern Arkansas, mm-hmm. 6 miles north of the Louisiana border.
I'll have to go back and look at the records that we have. That's pretty interesting. And I have a great Aunt Lois, who is wonderful. So you brought back a lot of memories for me today. So.
And Lois is an old name.
Yes, it is.
I like it, though.
I also had an Aunt Lois married to my uncle, Alan.
Yes.
Yep.
It's a very old name. And then, you know, we used to laugh at the cartoon that had Lois in it. But I just, you know, we had neighbors back there. And when I was young, I moved to Los Angeles. And that was from a community that had less than 1,000 people. So in Arkansas, I had neighbors. In California, I had people who lived next door. And just less than 10 years ago, I moved to Baltimore. So I've had an interesting life. And I do listen to your show at Ohana. And, you know, I hear about the license and the whole thing. I said, oh, that's a lot of confusion. But you still have people getting together.
That's true. No question.
And I can't buy any coins, but I do support what you're doing.
No, I understand that. Thank you so
Thank
much.
Thank you so much, Lois.
All right, Lois, you have a wonderful day.
You as well.
Thank you so much for calling. We appreciate it.
I'm glad you listened, too.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, I'll be listening.
Thank you so much.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Quick cut in Baltimore City. Mr. Quick Cut has left us. Call back. I'm sorry we had to put you on hold. But that's how it goes when you call in. Sometimes you get in the queue and you got to wait, right? Right. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. 410-WCBM-680. Here we are. What do you want to talk about, Chris? Quick Cut wanted to talk about coyotes, and had to go, but he can call back if he wants. I don't know. Quick Cut. That's an interesting name. It's an interesting name.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. No question. There he is again. He's back. Quick Cut. Must be a barber.
Okay.
Or a butcher. Or...
baker, candlestick maker.
No, Quick Cut.
I know. I was being smart.
All right.
I'm trying.
Good morning, Quick Cut. How are you?
I am blessed to bless by the best.
Ah, how about that? So what? I need to ask you about your name.
Excuse me?
I need to ask you about your name.
About my name?
Yeah.
Quick Cut Small Lawn Care.
Ah, lawn care. Got
it. I like it.
All right. I was saying butcher, barber, but, you know, that's okay. Grass barber's a good one. I like it.
Right, right.
And you got a free commercial.
Thank you.
We'll send you a bill. Don't worry.
Well, I'm a former radio personality like yourself also.
Well, I'm a current radio personality.
I appreciate us radio announcers at times. We know how to slip things in.
Exactly. So what inspired your call?
Well, I normally listen to your station on the weekends because I like the auction.
Yeah.
And the thrifting. I like to see if I got stuff laying around the house so I can throw in the station.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Okay. I like the Coast to Coast at Night.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'm calling right now.
But you didn't say how much you love this show. How much you couldn't live without it.
Station?
The show.
This particular show.
Oh,
you're not helping yourself here, Quick Cut. Sorry.
I sit back and listen to the show, listen to key things. But it's a couple of questions I want to ask.
Oh, please.
Because I've been listening to your show, and I've been listening to different things about the Second Amendment.
Yes, sir.
And I want to go from the coyotes to the Second Amendment right quickly. See, now I'm into lawn care. I've been seeing a lot of strange-looking, tight-looking cats in my neighborhood. Would they be? I'm not from the country. I'm from New York originally. Would they be coyotes? Because I live near Carroll Park, Lincoln Park, Drew Hill Park. You know, and would these parks happen to have those type of animals in there?
Oh, of course, but as far as strange-looking cats, I think you might be seeing perhaps a gray fox or a red fox. Do they tend to have a dog-like look, only with a long, long, bushy tail?
A bushy tail, and they'd be whining like crazy at night.
Well, that could be anything. That could be a fox. That could be a red fox or a gray fox. Probably red fox. This time of year, they tend to do that. They're just coming out of their breeding season right now. So if you hear them yip, 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 you know, three or four barks in a row, or even some kind of a sound that sounds almost like a woman screaming, that's probably
A baby crying.
A baby crying, yeah, that's right, yeah. Yeah, the coyotes are more typical, the old Western movies where you hear them yipping. You know, yip, 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 yip. That's a pack of coyotes talking.
Okay, because I live, matter of fact, right in front of me is Union Square Park.
I got it. Yeah. Yeah, you've probably got some red fox and possibly some gray fox in that area. So, yeah. And they look like,
cats.
Well, okay. Kind of.
No, hey, you're talking to a city boy.
I get it. I get it. Yeah, I get it. Sure, sure. Yep.
And another question I want to ask you about the bows. I had I'm going to say over 20 year old criminal background.
Uh-huh.
Would it be possible for me to obtain a permit for a bow pistol?
A bow pistol. You mean a crossbow?
Well, I've seen a thing that looked to have a pistol grip. I've also been to Clyde's also.
That would be a crossbow.
With a pistol grip.
Yes, that would be a crossbow. Yes, you are permitted to own. With a criminal background, you are permitted to own a bow, a compound bow, a crossbow, a recurve bow. You're permitted to own that. I believe
you're. Do I need a license?
I'm sorry?
Do I need a license?
To hunt with it, but not to own one.
So I can have one sitting in my. What about to carry it around? Like if I'm going to a range or something like that, I ride bicycle, so they'll see it hanging off my back. Am I asking some hard questions this morning?
No, but I'm trying to think how you would comfortably carry a modern crossbow on your back. I think it certainly could.
Like a backpack.
Yeah, there are straps. Yes, of course you could do that.
Like Robin Hood used to do.
Mm-hmm. I think Robin Hood more carried a longbow, but that's okay. But yeah, I don't see any reason why you couldn't have one. If you can make it work, go for it.
Okay, and if not, when I carry one, the police will not harass me, accost me, or anything like that when I throw me in jail.
With a crossbow? No. The only thing you're not allowed to do with a crossbow is to have it a bolt, an arrow, on the crossbow while you're carrying it in your vehicle. You may have it cocked. You may have it ready to load, but you may not have it loaded. In other words, the string could be in the cocked position, but not an arrow on the shelf.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, what do you suggest be a good crossbow for a beginner?
I will if you're going to Clyde Sports Shop.
And talk on the string.
And what?
If somebody would tell me something about talk on the string or something like that.
Talk on the string. I have no idea what you're talking about. I'm
learning.
If I were you, I would go to Clyde's and I would talk to Richard about a crossbow.
Okay.
All right, and tell him that I sent you there to buy a Parker crossbow. And I'll tell you why.
Parker.
Parker, P-A-R-K-U. And I'll tell you why Parker. Okay, here's why Parker. Parker, the company itself, is going out of business. Their bows are being offered at very, very good prices by the dealers. There's a nice discount on them. And unfortunately, there's no guarantee with that. But for a person who's looking for a reasonable crossbow that is very effective, that would be the way to go.
Okay.
So I would say you talk to Rich or Bill or Clyde, but Rich would be the guy that would help you with the crossbow and be able to answer all your questions because he's very interested in that. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
And I thank you for the information. And
here's the other thing you might want to do. And this is a Chris's suggestion. Oh, this is what Claude called about. Claude's in law enforcement. Give a call to your local state's attorney, Baltimore County, if you live in Baltimore County or Baltimore City, and ask if you are allowed to possess a crossbow. And the reason being, you do not want to be charged with possessing a deadly weapon.
So we see none of my criminal history is in Baltimore.
Ah, okay. I got it.
But going through an extensive fingerprint background check, it can be brought up for another state.
I got it.
But
I don't think you're gonna have any issues purchasing or owning a crossbow.
Uh-huh.
Okay, but carrying it on your back may raise some eyebrows.
Exactly. Especially in Baltimore City.
Most definitely. Yeah, most definitely.
They won't think I'm going animal hunting.
Likely not. But, being, you know, a deadly weapon, which it is, it might give you some issues. So I would certainly check that out before. But, you know, do your diligence and then go to Clyde's and talk to Rich about it, okay?
Right, Jack. Okay, Richard. Well, I know what Clyde is. Clyde is a very good dude.
Oh, yeah, no question. Yep.
Yeah, no, one time when I was stranded, so he's a very good dude, and I like to patronize him back.
Got it. Richard, I'm sorry. Quick cut. We've got to go.
Keep on doing what y'all doing. Keep on doing what you're doing. And I like that man song. You need to play it again, the first one.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Thank you.
Take care now. Bye-bye. Hey, the Maryland Sportsman Show is coming Friday, March 22nd through Sunday, March 23rd at the Howard County Fairgrounds, just off exit 80 on I-70. A three-day event packed with 100-plus vendors. The show opens at 2 on Friday, hours are 10 to 4 Saturday, Sunday. There's a waterfowl calling contest Saturday and a cornhole contest on Sunday with seminars all weekend long. This show offers a one-stop shopping experience with great values on hunting gear, fishing tackle, and clothing, plus ATVs, boats, RVs, and trucks. Don't miss this opportunity to meet face-to-face with top companies, see the latest products, speak with guides, and book your next hunting adventure. Get your tickets for the Maryland Sportsman Show at the door or online at mdsportsmanshow.com. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. That 10-day sale is ready to rock. It's on now. Savings on all rockfish tackle, rods and reels on sale, and line at wound on your spools at half price. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9, 410-242-6108, 24-hour fishing hotline, 247-FISH.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Hey, there's the music. Well, imagine that. We got through it. Hey, Sparky.
Yes, sir.
We're done.
I know. I'm going back to bed.
Are you? Good for you.